You're listening to a Tella production. You're listening to Carl and Barkley, Volume 9. Carl and Barkley Build a Catapult. Written by Jesper Phelim Conrad. Read by Thomas Magnusson. Published by Tella. Carl and Barkley have built a castle. Barkley is Carl's dog. They are best friends. Carl pretends that he is a knight who must free Barkley. Carl shouts up to Barkley, "I am coming up! I will rescue you!" Carl leans a ladder against the castle. The ladder is much too short. Carl gets angry. "Ah, shucks! Stupid ladder! I will have to try something else." Carl has found a lasso. He throws it around the top of the tower. Now Carl can climb up and free Barkley. Carl and Barkley have come back down. They do not want to play with the castle anymore. Carl cannot think of another game. "Ah, shucks! What do we do now?" he sighs. Barkley is magical. He can look like anything he thinks of. Barkley has got an idea. He jumps up and down and barks loudly. "Woof, woof!" Carl is happy. "Good idea! Let us build a catapult and smash the castle. This will be fun." Carl draws. They need a lot of things. A lot of wood, a long rope, and a big rock. Carl has found a big tree. They can use it to build something. Carl uses Barkley as an axe and fells the tree. Carl loves to build. He uses Barkley as a hand plane. "Thanks, Barkley. You are a good helper." The catapult is done. It looks dangerous. Carl is proud. "Wow! It looks so cool! Smashing the castle will be fun!" Barkley agrees. "Woof!" Carl looks for a huge rock. They need it to smash the castle. "Aw!" Carl sighs. "They're much too small! Oh, shucks! What do we do now?" Carl uses Barkley as a rock. What a crash! Barkley makes a good rock. Carl and Barkley are happy. Being a knight was fun, and smashing the castle was great. Today was a good day, even though Barkley's whole body hurts. You have been listening to a Tella production. Thank you for listening.